Let's, Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi ben Avraham. Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Tes. We're going to pick it up from the very bottom line of Ayin Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah had stated that if you have a ditch in between two chatzeros, so then you have to make separate eruvim. However, if the ditch was filled with dirt or stones, so then it's one chatzer. If the ditch was filled with tevin, with straw, so it doesn't make a difference. So that's not significant, says the Gemara. So mole afar, if it was filled with dirt, so then we said if it's filled with dirt, so then it's all one chatzer. Ask the Gemara, v'afilu b'stama, even if you don't specifically state that you're going to be leaving the dirt there all the time. V'hatnan bayis shemilahu tevano tsroros. We learned in a Mishnah Alos about the laws of Tumah. If you have a house that has a dead body in it, so if it's an open house, the Tumah stops at the roof. But if the house is completely filled with dirt or stones, ubitlo, and you specifically state, I'm not using this house, I'm leaving this house filled with stones or straw, batel. Sounds like bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. So the Gemara's question is, how come in Erevin, even the dirt or the stones by themselves cause it to be batel, but in Alos, you have to actively be mevatel it. So the Gemara presents three possible answers. Amar Avuna, mantan Alos Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say it's Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yossi actually says the opposite. Rabbi Yossi says, like our Mishnah elsewhere, I Rabbi Yossi, Ibcha Shaminale. No, Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. The sign Rabbi Yossi Omer, Teven ve'ein asa lefanoso. So if you have straw, but you're not going to get rid of it, you know you don't need the straw and you're going to leave it there forever. Harehu kistam offer. That's like stam offer, which is batel. So you see, you don't have to specifically say anything. Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to say anything. Offer, if you filled it with dirt, the asa lefanoso, if you say you're going to get rid of it, so then harayu kistam tevin, which means you have to say something. Velo batel. So Elam Ravasi, you're right, the other way around. Mantana Erevin Rabbi Yossi. So the first answer is our Mishnah, which says that you don't have to actively be mevatel it. That's Rabbi Yossi, but the Mishnah in Alos, that's going like a different Tanam. Machlokas Tanam, that's the first answer. Now the Gemara is going to present two additional answers. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Shua Amar, Tuma Ashabis Karamis. You're asking a question from the laws of Tuma against the laws of Shabbos. They don't play by the same rules. Hanach is a Shabbos, dafil arniki nami mevatel inish. Even if you have a something very valuable, like a wallet filled with money, at the end of the day on Shabbos, it's muktzah. So you're not going to touch it on Shabbos. So when it comes to Shabbos, dirt is muktzah. So you're not going to move it. It's going to stay there for the whole Shabbos. But when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, not necessarily. You have to actually state that you're not going to move it. And the third answer is, Rav Ashi Amar Bayis Acharitz Karamis. You're asking a question, good morning, Rav Mordechai. It's not the same without you. Rav Ashi Omar, the third answer is, Rav Ashi says, Bayis Acharitz Karamis, you're asking a question about dirt in a ditch versus dirt in a house. There's a difference between dirt in a ditch versus dirt in a house. Bishlam Acharitz Limitam Yekai. A ditch is very dangerous to have right next to your chatzah, so if you have dirt in the ditch, stands to reason you're going to leave the dirt there so nobody falls into the ditch. But a house filled with dirt doesn't do you much. So chances are you're not going to leave it there. You're going to remove the dirt. You mean to tell me that a house is made to be filled with dirt? Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you can't compare the laws of a house to the laws of a ditch. Let's continue. So the Mishnah said, Nasan alav neser sherachav arba. If you placed on the ditch a board that's four tefachim wide, and it goes from one side of the ditch to the other, four tefachim wide, so then you have the option of making one eruv or two eruvin. Amarav lo shano ela shenasan l'rachbo. That's only if the four tefachim covered the entire expanse from one side to the other. Avala arko, but if you placed a 4 tefach wide board and it doesn't reach to the other side, it's still good nonetheless, because you were mamay at the entrance from 4 tefachim. Afil kol shehu nami, even if it's just 1 tefach into the ditch. So then it also succeeds in allowing you the option of making one big Erev, Shahare Miato Me'aba, because you have reduced it from 4. For those who don't have the picture, here is the picture. You see how the board is, if you could see it, it's in the middle of the ditch. So it's memayated from 4 tefachim. Let's continue. V'chein shnei gzuz tros, zu keneged zu. Similarly, if you have two porches, one opposite the other. Two porches, one opposite the other. So what did we say? If you have a board that's 4 tefachim that extends from one porch to the other, then if you want, you can make 1 Eruv between the two. You don't have to make the Eruv separately. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, ha da amar zu keneged zu. This that we say that the porches, you could put a 4 tefach board from one porch to the other when the two porches are exactly opposite each other. In zu shelo keneged zu lo. However, if the two porches were not exactly parallel, one of them sticks out further than the other, so then even if you have a 4 tefach board going from one to the other, you can't do all one together. And vizula malamizu, if you have one porch right on top of the other one, nami also, so 1 4 tefach board will not help you. So this halacha lo amaron ela sheyesh bein zel zeh shlosh tefachim, that's only if they are 3 tefachim away. Aval ein bein zel zeh shlosh, however, if they are within 3 tefachim, so it's like love it, and you have a 4 tefach board going from one to the other, then you can make an Erev, because gzustera akumahi, because it has a status of like a gzustera akuma, like you have over here in these two pictures. So if these two pictures, so if it's within 3 tefachim, so then that's good. It's within 3 tefachim, so then that will work fine. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, what happens if you have 2 chatzeros, but you have like a big haystack in between the two of them? Masbein, a haystack, shebein shtei chatzeros, it's smack dab in between 2 open courtyards. It is the wall of the courtyard. Gavoa asara tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim high, marvin shnayim ve'im marvin echad. So if you have a 10 tefach wall between them, so you can only make 2 separate eruvim, you can't make 1 big eruv. Is a wall. Elu machilu mikan ve'elu machilu mikan. And the members of the one chatzar can bring their animals to eat from the haystack on one side, and the people from the other chatzar can bring their animals to eat from the haystack. Now here's a problem. If the animals eat it, it's going to become less than 10 tefachim in the middle of Shabbos. So if you made 2 separate eruvim, you're in trouble. Now you don't have a wall anymore. Nismayda tev me'asara tefachim. If the wall becomes less than 10, then ma'arv ve'echad ve'ma'arv shnayim. The Gemara is going to discuss, did the wall become less than in the middle of Shabbos or before Shabbos? So then you're not allowed to make 2 separate Erev, and you have to make 1 big Erev because there ain't no wall. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, uvolvad shelo yitein l'soch kupaso v'yachil. You're allowed to let your animals eat from it, but you can't take from the haystack and place it in the animal's trough. What in the world is the difference? So Rashi writes, you could take a look at Rashi right after the Mishnah, the first Rashi on the Mishnah. You could take a look inside. Shelo yitain, says Rashi, biyodayim l'soch kupaso, dilma shakal tuva. We're afraid if you're taking it, you're going to take too much and make it less than 10. But animals eat only slowly, slowly, little by little. That's what Rashi says. However, come along the Rishonim and ask, what's the difference if it becomes less than 10 on Shabbos? Why is that a problem? As long as if before Shabbos the wall was up, if the Erev is good before Shabbos, Rav Huna is the one who holds that once an Erev is good when Shabbos starts, Rav Huna holds. And this is the same Rav Huna that lasts for the whole Shabbos. That's an interesting question that we should find out the answer to. If let's say you're walking in Woodsburg on Shabbos and you see the Erev fell down on Shabbos, do you have to stop carrying? That's a Shaila. And Mamish has to do with this issue. Rav Huna said, once the Erev was up before Shabbos, it works. Maybe only some kind of Erev, not the other. But anyway, so the Rishonim ask. So the Rashba answers the name of the Ravid. Even though it's mutter to carry in the chatzer after the wall falls down, lechatchila, you shouldn't arrange that. So therefore, we don't let you take away from it on Shabbos lechatchila. If it happens, you can continue to carry, but you shouldn't do that on purpose. The Ritva answers that the rabbis were nervous that you won't realize that the wall is down, and you're going to even carry next Shabbos. Once, because you always had for years and years and years, you had this big haystack, and you're not going to realize that it's going to go below 10. So the Rashba says, we're worried you're going to carry. That's the Ritva says, we're going to carry next Shabbos. Now, Rashi has a different pshat, a second pshat, that the reason why you're not allowed to take it is because of muktzah. Because once you rely on this haystack, that it's your 10 tefach wall, it's considered to be muktzah and you can't carry it. And the Rashba has a third pshat in terms of why you can't take from it. The Rashba says, right, the first was the Rashba in the name of the Ravid. He said that you're not allowed to create a situation that lechatchila, that the Erev falls down. But the Rashba himself says that the Isser to take from the haystack is an Isser of Soser. It's not muktzah at all. You're destroying a wall. Once you're using this as the wall of your chatzah, you're not allowed to knock down the wall. It's a problem of Soser. Since this haystack slash wall is what's allowing you to carry in the chatzer, so that's like the wall of your chatzer. So you can't knock it down on Shabbos, a violation of Soser. Wow. And the Mefarshim say it's Soser Derabbanan. Okay, let's continue. Anyway, fascinating machlokas Rishonim about what the problem with taking hay away from this haystack is. Asks the Gemara, Ulu'ukme Shari. So wait a second. So you're not allowed to take from this haystack, but you're allowed to bring your animal there. Says the Gemara, why don't we make a gzera? It's mutter to bring your animal there. V'ha'amar Rav Huna, amar Rav Chanina, mamid adam es behem tal gabi asavim b'shabbos. You are allowed to bring your animal to grass on Shabbos because we're not worried that you're going to rip up grass yourself. You're allowed to let your animal eat the grass. But we're not worried that you're going to do it because that's an Issa Doraisa. But Ve'ein Mamed Adam Mezved L'Agabi Muktzah B'Shabbos. But you're not allowed to have your animal come and eat something Muktzah because we're afraid, since Muktzah is only an Issa Darabanan, we're afraid you're going to end up feeding it yourself. You're going to violate the Issa Muktzah. Answers the Gemara, you're right. No, the animal went and ate by itself, but you sort of like didn't let the animal go anywhere else. You didn't actually lead the animal there, but the animal went on its own. Asks the Gemara, v'lo yitein l'soch kupaso tevin. You're not allowed to take from this haystack and put it in the animal's trough to feed it. V'atanya bayis shebein shtei chatzeros. But we learned in a different case that you are allowed to take hay and put it into a box. We learned in a braisa. Let's say you have a house that stands between two chatzeros. A house that's in between two chatzeros. Now, apparently the Ritva writes that this house has no walls. It has no inner walls. Bayit she'omed bein shtei chatzeros. And then you have two houses adjacent to this middle house open up into the chatzer. Umiluhu, and there's, right, so basically you have like three chatzeros here, okay? Actually, you have two chatzeros and three houses in the middle. And in the middle house, you have a haystack. So, bayis shebein shtei chatzeros, umiluhu teven, and you fill the middle house with straw. Some learn that it means that the Ritva learns it was totally filled. Others learn not. The Meiri says not. Ma'arvin shnayin ve'en ma'arvin echad. So if it's completely filled with straw, floor to ceiling, so that's a division. So each chaser has to make an eruv separately. Zeh, no sein l'soch kupaso v'yachil. The guy who owns the house on the one side of the middle house, he can take from that haystack and put it into his box and feed his animals. So you see from here, you're allowed to take on Shabbos and from a haystack and fill it into the box. Vizeh, no sein l'soch kupaso v'yachil. Nismayda tev me'asar tfachim. If the haystack goes down below 10 tfachim, shneim asurim, then both houses are not allowed to take from the straw. What can you do? Ketzaruosa, what could you do to at least allow one of the people to carry? No LS Beso. So one guy on one side can lock the door of his house. Umavatel es reshuso. And he can mavatel his reshus to the other guy. So who us are the guy who locked his house and his mavatel reshus, he can't carry from the haystack. V'chaveiro mutter. But now since he was mavatel reshus, so his friend can carry from there. V'chein ata omer, and similarly we say, a different case, begov shel tavan, a big pit filled with straw. Shebein shnei tchumei Shabbos. You have one city 2,000 amas to the right of this big pit of straw, and one city 2,000 amas to the left of it. They're each allowed to eat from their side of the big pit within the 2,000 amos. We're not worried they're going to eat from the other side. However, so the Gemara says, Katani mias, nevertheless states in the Brisa, Zenos and Sokobos of Yachel. One of them is allowed to put in a box and feed the animal. Zenos and Sokobos of Yachel. Answers the Gemara, so how come over here you're allowed to take from the haystack and put it into a box in the case before you weren't? Answers the Gemara, Amrei, the B'nai HaYeshiva answered, Bias, Kevan De'ikra Tikra. There's a difference between a haystack that's out in an open chatzer versus a haystack that's inside a house with a roof on top of it. Bias, Kevan De'ikra Tikra, since the house has a ceiling, Ki Mifchis, when the stack gets below 10 Tfachim, Minkara Le Milsa. So you'll know that it's below 10 tfachim. Again, the Ritva asks over here, what about the walls of the house? Who cares about the haystack? Doesn't the house have walls? So the Ritva says you have to be talking about a kind of shed that has no walls. There's no walls of the house. Okay, so in other words, the haystack is the wall between the two chatzeros. So, ki mifchas min klare le milsa. But hacha, but in our case, where it's an outdoor chatzer with a haystack in between, lo min klare le milsa, it's not going to be clear to you when it gets below 10 tfachim, so we're worried. If you're going to take out the straw, you're going to take out too much. Says the Gemara, Nismayda tevin me'asar tfachim, shnehen asur. And so the Brisa said, if the straw goes below 10 tfachim, no one's allowed to carry. No one's allowed to take from the haystack. Says the Gemara, ha'asara. However, if the haystack is 10 tfachim, shari. If you have a 10 tefach haystack, even though the ceiling is way above the 10 tefachim, so it's a good wall, even though the wall doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling. We had a discussion earlier on Ayin Beis, even if you have a 10 tefach wall, but if it doesn't reach the ceiling, maybe it's not a good wall. So should we be able to prove from here, Shema Mina, Mechitzos She'ein Magios L'Tikra, Shman Mechitzos, that walls that don't reach the ceiling is a legit wall. Answer the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hacha Bebayit Shlosha Sarchosem Mashu. No, maybe the ceiling is a little less than 13 Askinan. Ve'teven Asara, and the straw is 10. So therefore, it's Lavud, since it's within 3 Tfachim of the ceiling. So you have no proof, but if the ceiling was 15 and the wall was 10, maybe it would not be good. Rav Huna Bredu Yeshua Amar Afilu Tema Bebayit Asara. You could even say we're talking about a house that the roof is 10 tefachim tall. It's a pretty short house, 40 inches, 34 inches. V'teven shiva umashu, and the straw was only 7 tefachim and a little bit. The chol pachas mishlosha kalav adami. Ask the Gemara. The Brisa said 10 tfachim. So what do you tell me 7 and a little? What does it mean 10? Answer the Gemara, me Torah asara. It really means 7 and a little, but it means since that's within 10, that's what it meant when it said that it's 10 tfachim tall. It means that it's from the halacha of 10, meaning as long as it's 7 and a little, it's still good because it's within 10. It's within 3 tfachim of the 10 tefach ceiling. Okay, the Brisa said once the haystack goes below 10, shnei anasurin, so both people are not allowed to carry from the haystack. Says the Gemara, Shmamina, do you and Habard Mishabas Asurin? So this is the question we had before. Why is it usur to take from the haystack if the haystack goes below 10 on Shabbos? As long as Shabbos started and it was good, it should be able to continue that way. Can you prove from here that if two guys move into the neighborhood on Shabbos morning, that now you can't carry? When Shabbos started, nobody lived here. So you're allowed to carry. Now a guy moves in Shabbos morning, so you're going to tell me now you can't carry because he ruined it on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, no. Dilma di'imat me esmol. Maybe it means that if the haystack went below 10 before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to carry. But in the Hanami, if the haystack went below 10 on Shabbos, once you were allowed to carry when Shabbos started, you're allowed to keep carrying. So again, I didn't research this issue, but it's a very interesting question. Halacha l'maaseh, if an Erev falls down on Shabbos, are you allowed to continue carrying? Because on Erev Shabbos, the Erev was up. So I think we paskin that b'di'evit, you actually are allowed to carry. I'm not totally sure about that. Somebody should research that for me, or I'll try to research it. If the Erev falls down on Shabbos, could always Google it if we would have more time. We'd try to Google it. I'm sure this is talked about. If the Erev falls down on Shabbos, what's the halach? Okay. I think they say you're not supposed to tell people, right? If the Erev's down and you see a guy carrying what he's carrying with his baby, what are you going to leave the baby in the middle of the street in the carriage? Leave the baby right there in the middle of the street. Okay, let's continue. Kate said, Noel Espesu Mavato Rishuso. Sounds like you got to do two things. Lock the door of your house and be Mavato Rishus. Ask the Gemara, why do you got to do both? Tarte. I mean, once you lock the door of the house, isn't that clear that you're not using the middle house anymore? Answer the Gemara, Achkamar. Oh, Noel Espesu, oh, Mavato Rishuso. You're right, either or. Either lock your house so you're not going to use the haystack, and that will show that you're Mavato Rishus. That's one answer. Everybody saying, Malolam Tarte. No, really got to do both. Kevin the Dush Bay, since this is your house and you usually frequently go and use the haystack, if you don't lock the door, even if you're Mavato Rishus, we're afraid you're going to accidentally go and take from it because you're used to taking from the haystack. Kevin the Dush Bay, also a little too late. We're afraid you're going to come to use it. Says the Gemara, who also v'chaveru mutter? After you mevatel rishus, you can't use the haystack, and your friend can. Isn't that obvious? Says Gemara, pshita. You're mevatel rishus, obviously. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you that? No, lo tzirich da hader idach abatel lechaverei. No, no, no. We're talking about a case where you were mevatel rishus to your friend, so he used the haystack, and then he's done with it, and so then he's going to be mevatel rishus to you, so you can use the haystack on the same Shabbos. Oh, we had this discussion before. Can one guy be mevatel to the other guy, and then for the afternoon of Shabbos, I can be mevatel back to you? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't work like that. That doesn't work. Once one guy's mevatel rishus on Shabbos, the other guy can't say, okay, you let me use the haystack, now I'll be mevatel rishus to you. You can't do one to the other and then do it back. Same halacha by a big pit filled with straw, and one city is 2,000 amas to the right, and one city is 2,000 amas to the left. They're both allowed to use their part of the straw that's within 2,000 amas of them. Says the Gemara, pshita. Obviously, it's within 2,000 amas. No. Rabbi Akiva darma tchum in doraisa. Rabbi Akiva says tchum Shabbos is an iser doraisa. Ma'od esem aligza dum asi le'echlufe. We're afraid, maybe, Maybe we're afraid you'll take from the side of the pit that's outside the 2,000 amos. You'll think once I'm allowed to use the pit, I'm only allowed to use the side that's within my 2,000. We're afraid you're going to go use the other one. Kamash v'lan, that we're not afraid of that. Even if tchumen is doraisa, we're not afraid you're going to go outside the tchum and carry the straw inside the tchum, even if you're tchum doraisa. Yeah, I don't know why not. I would think you should be choshesh if it's innocent doraisa. Okay, next Mishnah. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Now I would think this Mishnah should have been the first Mishnah in the whole Maseches Erevin. It's funny, the Gemara is a lot of times you have like that, like the most important Mishnah you find in the 10th parak of Gittin, right? How do you give a get? That's in the 10th parak. That should be the first Mishnah. I don't know. They want to get you excited till the end, right? They want to get you excited. Now that we've finally been discussing what Shitufim Mavos, so now it says, Ketzad Mishtadfim B'mavoi. How do you do Shitufim Mavos? How do you do it? Ketzad Mishtadfim B'mavoi. Maniach es achavis v'omer, so you take a barrel of wine. Even one guy in the mavi can take a barrel of wine. He could say, Harezu l'chol b'nei mavi. I'm buying this barrel of wine, and I'm making a kinyan for all the people of the mavi. Now, how do you make a kinyan for everybody else? Umizakalah, you got to acquire it yourself. How do you make a kinyan for everybody else? Umizakalanai de b'no b'tar g'doylim. You could take your kid who's over bar mitzvah and have your kid who's over mitzvah lift it up one tefach. We'll see in a minute. Or your eved ivri can lift it up one tefach. Or your wife can lift it up one tefach and she'll acquire it on behalf of everybody else. But you can't make a kinyan with your kid who's a katan. They're still part of your rishus. Now the Rishonim have a lot of discussion here. Take a look in Tosfos. Dibra Maschil umezak lahen al yedei bino ubito hagdolim. Take a look at Tosfos. Omer ben Tam to the Rabbi Yochanan, the Berakam de Bab Mitzia, Kabi Mitzia, Lo Gadol Gadol Mamish, Vehu Adin Hacha, Vitzarach Lizar Shelo Lizkos Erev Aydi Beno HaGadol HaSamach LeShulchano. If it's a Gadol who eats by your house, he doesn't have his own rights. The Yado Kiyad Avivu. Even though Shmuel argues, we know that Allah is whenever there's a Machlok, Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel, we follow Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel. And don't ask, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, how could a katan be zoche? So some say, right, a katan can be zoche through das acheres makne. Famous shitas atosas, shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that a katan can be zoche. Others say no. By Erevin, it's different. This is not a real kinyan. The Rashba writes, this is not a real kinyan over here. So even a katan who's eno somech al shulchan aviv can make a kinyan over here because it's not a real kinyan. Take a look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Chavis shel shitufim mevos, the barrel of wine that you're using with your mevos, tzarech lahagbia minakaka tefach. You have to lift it up one tefach off the ground. Take a look at the Tosas on the bottom. Tzarech lahagbia minakaka tefach. Mikan ein lochich dagba sagi b'tefach. Now, wait a second. The problem is, Rashi in Kedushin says to do hagba, you need three tefach. And Tosas and Kedushin says Hagbah is three tefachim. So how come over here you can only lift it off a tefach? Says Tosas, no. Shani shitub mavos derabanan. Shitub mavos is in din derabanan. So Tosas says it's a din derabanan. So for a din doraisa, maybe you need Hagbah three tefachim. Let's say for Gittin or something, you need three tefachim. But Shituv Mavos didn't do Rabbanan. Others say no. Shituv Mavos is not a Kenyan at all. The Rashba says like that. The Rashba and the Ritva say, what do you mean? Ein Hagbazu Nasbil Kenyan. Right? Even by a Shituv that everybody bought together, each guy's got to pick it up a Tefach to symbolically show that they're each the owners of the wine. It's not a real Kenyan at all. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rava says, Hani Tarte Mile, these two things, Sabe de Pumpadisa Amrinu, the elders of Pumpadisa, Rav Yehuden Yeshivaso, taught us. Chadaha. One of them is the thing we just said, that each guy's got it, that your kid is, your 14-year-old boy, who doesn't eat on your table, has to lift it up a tefach. Yidach, Hamakadesh, when a person makes kiddush on the wine Friday night, or yontif, im ta'am, mole lugmav, if you drink a cheekful, yatza. V'im lav, if you don't drink a cheekful of kiddush, lo yatza. Another brisa there says, no, just to taste it is enough. Right, the Magen Avraham talks about this. Is this true even with the Eved, that you need to taste them a low lugmav? I don't think we paskin that way. You yotze kiddush even if you take a little sip. I don't know. That's a discussion. Pretty random over here in the middle of Erevin. Amar Rav Chaviva, Hanami Sabe de Pumpadisa. There's another halacha that the elders of Pumpadisa, Rav Yehuda, said. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Osin Medura Lechaya. You are allowed to make a fire on Shabbos for a woman who just gave birth, b'Shabbos, to warm her up. Because if not, she's going to be b'sakana. Even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Savar Mina L'chaya in L'chol Olo. Only for a baby. B'mos HaKshamim in the winter, yes, B'mos HaKham Olo. But it's not true. I'm Rav Chiya bar Avad, I'm Rav Shmuel. Hik is dam v'nitzdanin, osin lo medur b'Shabbos. Afil b'tkufas tamas, v'afil b'tkufas tamas. Even in the middle of the summer. One more line. Amar Amemar. Hanami Sabe de Pumpadisa Amrinu. Another teaching from the elders of Pumpadisa. De'edmar, ezui asher astam. When do we say that a tree is considered to be an asherah? Amarav, kol shekomrin shomenosa. If the priests, they're like watching this tree, they ain't tom in perasea, they won't eat the fruit. Must be that they worshipped it. Ushmul amar kagon de amre. Hani tamre. L'shichra debe nitzrefe. These dates we're going to use to make the beer for the Avodah Zarah party. D'shasu le biyom edam, they drink this special Avodah Zarah beer on their holidays. V'amr le sabit v'pumadisa hilchas ha-kavasi d'shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel in this halacha. We will stop here. Baisai, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, have a good day.
Have a better one.